Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's time to wrap up tonight's show with the 3-4-3.
3-4-3.
Three local stories, four headlines from around the world, and three things that made you smile about the game.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Welcome back. Final segment, Atlanta Soccer Tonight on 92.9, The Game in the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. Chelsea might have a penalty. It was called, but now the referee is going over to look at the monitor, so maybe not. It really doesn't make much of a difference. We're into the 78th minute, although stoppage time will be sizable because of this VAR check. Chelsea leading 2-0 over Esperance, which will be enough for the Blues to advance as the group runner-up to play Benfica in the round of 16 in the FIFA Club World Cup. Esperance has to win the match, and right now they need 3 goals in 13 minutes or so. They might need 4. We'll see. But Chelsea should be fine to advance whether they get this penalty or not. But here on Atlanta Soccer Tonight, it's time for the 3-4-3, which is brought to you by Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer. It's 3 local stories. It's 4 headlines from all over the world. And it's 3 things that make me smile about this game that I love so much. Let's start on the local side. Number one, a story that I love a lot is Decatur FC. Second year in the WPSL, and they have clinched the Peachtree Division title with 1 game to spare after their 2-0 win over the Georgia Impact Friday night in downtown Decatur. They will close out the regular season this Friday night at home hosting Chattanooga FC. Number two, on the local side, Atlanta United's academy has had a strong year. Their U15 and U16 teams finished as national runners-up in the MLS Next Cup playoffs in Nashville over the weekend. A great run to the championship matches. The U15s ended up losing to Philadelphia in the final. The U16s ended up losing to Real Salt Lake in that final. But a lot of players that are kind of poised to start to make that conversation about projecting them to Atlanta United too. Are they going to get any time there? Probably not this year, but what about the start of next season? Do they join that team in preseason? Do they start to get tested against players that are bigger and stronger and faster and older? These are the next two groups, and to have the U15s currently and the U16s currently get to a national final, that's a great step for the Atlanta United Academy. Number three, on the local side, it's down to the final four in the UPSL Georgia Premier Division Spring Playoffs. KSA Pro Profile, they will host UMAFC of LaGrange on Saturday at 8 p.m. That'll be at Shiloh High School in Gwinnett County. While the Georgia Revolution will battle Potros FC on Sunday night at Marietta High School at 7 p.m. Let's move on to the headlines from around the world. I got 4 of them for you here in the 3-4-3 on Atlanta Soccer Tonight. I'm Jason Longshore. Number one on the headlines. This is a wild story. Lyon, 7-time champions of Ligue 1 in France. They are owned by American businessman John Textor. They have now been relegated to the second tier, and not from what happened on the field, but due to their financial problems, according to the French Professional League announcement today. Lyon have confirmed they will appeal the decision. In November, the league operating committee provisionally relegated Lyon because of a $203 million debt and no clear plan from the club on how to reduce that. So that gave them a transfer ban in the January transfer window. That's why, yes, they added Thiago Almada, but it was on loan at that time, not in a full transfer. Remember, Almada went to Botafogo in Brazil, which is also part of the Eagle Football Group, which, to go a step further, recently, a FIFA tribunal ruled that Botafogo still owes Atlanta United for that transfer. $21 million plus interest and or late fees is now due, or Botafogo goes under a FIFA worldwide transfer ban. So Thiago Almada's future is wrapped up into this. He can't go to Lyon in any form of a transfer right now. He is still technically a Botafogo player, even though they haven't cut the check to make that official. But it's not, you don't get the situation in FIFA where the player goes back. Botafogo is going to have to make good on that debt to Atlanta United, or they're not going to be able to add any other players. So they're going to have to make that debt good. But when you're talking about Eagle Football Group and Botafogo has a debt that they have to make good, and this isn't the only debt that Botafogo has, and Lyon has a large debt and they have to make that good, you start to wonder how you make everything good. Now, this announcement from Ligue 1 comes one day after Premier League side Crystal Palace announced that New York Jets owner Woody Johnson signed a, quote, legally binding contract, unquote, to buy John Textor's shares of Crystal Palace. He owned 43% of the club, and he sold that for $254 million. In a statement from Lyon, they said, quote, thanks to the equity contributions from our shareholders and the sale of Crystal Palace, our cash position has improved considerably, and we have more than sufficient resources for the 2025-2026 season. That's what the statement said. But remember, this is not just about having the resources for the upcoming season. This is about a $203.34 million debt and resources for the upcoming season. In October, John Textor's Eagle Football Group revealed debts totaling, this is the entire group, around $574.85 million. So that started to raise the concerns about Lyon's financial stability. Then in November, the Lyon-specific part of the debt was at $203 million. That's why they were going to be relegated provisionally. They have been relegated. Now it will be appealed. Even in this Lyon conversation, which is all crazy, by the way, John Textor made a proposal to transfer funds from Botafogo to Lyon in order to cover the debts that Lyon has, the $203 million. I don't know what Botafogo's debts are or where that money would come from, because they haven't paid some of their transfer fees that are due, let alone any other debts that Botafogo might have. There were reports in Brazil that players were paid late, or if they were paid at all, bonuses after winning the Copa Libertadores championship in late 2024. So I don't know if Botafogo's accounts are all that great right now, period. Now, Lyon did make 42.5 million euro earlier this month in the transfer of Ryan Cherki to Manchester City. And he had a goal at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Sunday night for City in their win over Al Ain. So wild story. It's going to get appealed. Buckle up for chaos when it comes to Lyon and Eagle Football Group and Botafogo and Thiago Almada, and Atlanta United is wrapped up into it. And oh boy, you might learn a lot more about the French second division than you ever intended to know. Number two on the headlines, a little more cut and dried. This one, Brazilian forward Neymar. He has signed a contract extension with Santos through the end of 2025. So a short-term contract, 6 months essentially. That was announced today by Santos. Now that deal has an option to extend the contract another 6 months to go through the 2026 World Cup next summer. That's according to ESPN in Brazil. He's only played 12 games for Santos since returning to the club at the beginning of the calendar year. He suffered with injuries, and that's been the story for Neymar over the past couple of years. We'll see if he can get on the field consistently. I know he would love to be part of that 2026 World Cup roster for Brazil, but he's got to play games to get there, and he just hasn't had the opportunity to physically lately. Number three on the headlines, reports out of Mexico, Club America interested in LAFC's Denny Boanga. This is according to Today NA in Mexico. It was Boanga's goal that knocked Las Aguilas out of the Club World Cup in that play-in game in Los Angeles. LAFC reportedly looking for a transfer fee in the region of $12 million. According to Transfermarkt, his valuation currently is $9.2 million. Not really a shock that you're asking for more than that. LAFC want 12. I don't know if they're going to get that at the moment because he hasn't really had a great Club World Cup. And it's not just about the penalty that was saved in the last match against Esperance. Just in general, he has not been very effective in this tournament. So we'll see. Club America are trying to reload a little bit after going for the four-peat and not getting there. They'd won three titles in a row, did not win it this past time around.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Number four on the headlines, Newcastle United, they're set to offer a new big contract to Alexander Isak that would make the striker the club's highest paid player ever. Now, why would they do that when they still have him under contract for another year or two? Well, Liverpool, Arsenal, Barcelona, all chasing after Isak. He had a great season last year, 23 goals in the Premier League. He helped Newcastle qualify for a Champions League spot. He was also a key player in Newcastle winning the Carabao Cup. They beat Liverpool in the final. So the Magpies want to keep Isak. I don't know if they're ultimately going to be able to, but they might buy themselves another year with him, and they definitely want him for this upcoming Champions League campaign. Okay, three things that make me smile about the game that I love so much. Number one, all the videos that came out of Boca Juniors fans converging on Nashville, and especially last night on Broadway in Nashville. And if you've seen any videos from Broadway in Nashville, it can be wild on any normal night, even a Monday night. But when you add a bunch of crazy Argentines singing songs in the streets in Nashville and the looks that they were getting, yeah, kind of a wild night that I'm sure some people in downtown Nashville will never forget. The video that broke me, though, I saw today. It was at one of the many bars, I don't know which one it was, in downtown Nashville, and there's live music everywhere. And it was a band that was covering Zombie by the Cranberries, which is always a weird choice in downtown Nashville, but a great song. And the Boca Juniors fans were singing their Dale Boca chant, but they were doing it in time with Zombie by the Cranberries to a cover band in Nashville before a match today against a team from New Zealand. They ran into players from Auckland City on the streets, and they were all singing and jumping and chanting together. Just crazy scenes. And that's what this Club World Cup has been. It's made me smile a lot over the past couple of weeks, and I hope it's going to continue to make me smile. Although we are starting to get into the not so smiley portion of the tournament, where teams are saying their goodbyes, teams are getting eliminated, and the games are going to become knockout games starting this weekend. And that changes the entire vibe of the tournament. It's been a blast. I think now we're getting in, and this is typical for a World Cup, right? Where you have teams that you start to enjoy, players that you've never heard of. You get into it, they don't last very long, and then you get down to the teams that can win a title. And it's going to be interesting to see who comes out of this. PSG that we're going to see here in Atlanta against Inter Miami. Inter Miami getting to the round of 16, massive statement for Major League Soccer, massive statement for that project in Miami. They're going up against the current European champions in a game that matters, in a knockout game that matters. We've never seen that in Major League Soccer. Very, very cool to see that happen in Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Sunday at noon. Number two in things that make me smile, Nick Sesok getting another call-up with Atlanta United, a player that we've gotten to know a little bit this year with Atlanta United too. Spent a lot of time with the first team in preseason. Great interview that we had with him earlier this year. You can watch it on the Soccer Down Here YouTube page. About 20 minutes with Nick, really telling his whole story from when he was a kid and getting a chance to kind of get in touch with his Ukrainian heritage, playing at a famous youth club in the Philadelphia area where he's from, telling his whole journey about how he got to Atlanta. Just a great conversation. Great guy. Really happy for him getting another opportunity with the first team. He is on the roster for tomorrow's match here in Columbus. And number three, to tease another one, a different kind of conversation I had today, and you'll be able to listen to it tomorrow on the Soccer Down Here podcast feed. Steve DeCue of Georgia Gwinnett College, one of the top soccer programs in the state of Georgia, NAIA, perennial powerhouse. Really good conversation with Steve about everything from culture building to the story of the Grizzlies program to what this season looks like. But we got into the culture of a program a lot. Really good conversation. One of the good guys in soccer in the Atlanta area, Steve DeCue. You can hear that tomorrow on the Soccer Down Here podcast feed. And you'll be able to hear us talking about a match tomorrow. Atlanta United and Columbus Crew. Myself and Mike Conti will be live from lower.com field. Abe Gordon and Madison Cruz will get you started with pregame at 6:30. Mike and I will take over for kickoff at 7:40. And Atlanta Soccer Tonight will be back next Tuesday night. Adios, everybody.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.